8 candidates are running in the Republican primary in the 13th Congressional District, one of Pennsylvania's seats in the U.S. House. One of those candidates is John Eichelberger. WPSU's Ann Danahy talked with Eichelberger about why he thinks he's the best choice for the job.
John Eichelberger, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
You're from Blair County and currently serve in the Pennsylvania State Senate. Why did you decide you want to run for Congress?
Well, I think it's an exciting time in our country and in a time that where we need good leadership in Washington to make decisions. Historically, we're at a crossroads of where we're heading, different directions in our country. And as our economy is starting to come back, we have to have good people in place to make the right decisions so that we can grow, we can see some prosperity in our country, which we haven't seen for a long time. We've had a very flat economy. We have a lot of social issues that we deal with that, again, we're at a crossroads in our country, which direction we're going to go. If we're going to continue down a road where we're losing our boundaries and our structure, our family unit, and those things are disappearing from society in a very bad way, and whether we can rebuild those things and get our culture stabilized, I think those are all important issues, as well as economic issues. They all have an economic impact.
What role do you see Congress having in addressing cultural issues? Can you be specific about which ones?
Well, of course, we have issues dealing with abortion, and the right to life is paramount for many of us in our society. And as we spend money on Planned Parenthood and do things like that to encourage abortions, we have executive orders that President Trump has reversed, but many that facilitated funding for abortions around the world. So those things are being pulled back. But it would be nice to put those things into law so that we don't have this, we're back in, we're back out, depending on who the president of the United States is.
And you've been supportive of legislation to defund Planned Parenthood, but the criticism is that those clinics provide services beyond abortion that are very important to a lot of women.
Well, actually, their money-making facilities are the abortion facilities, and they misrepresent a lot of what they do. I was asked at a hearing we had, what does Planned Parenthood do? And I said, you know, I'm not really sure, because I wish they got a big charge out of that. But the facts are they're not really sure. They tell us they do prenatal care.
Contraceptives.
And they don't do prenatal care, though. But they advertise they do prenatal care. So what we learn is that a lot of the services that they talk about, they do not provide. And it's very misleading. And they have people convinced in government that they do a lot of good work for women. And they do some work for women, but mostly it's contraceptives and abortion.
On another topic, you've said you want tighter border control. This is a two-part question. Do you support building a wall, and how would you pay for it?
I do support building a wall. Walls are very effective. We see walls other places around the world. And they do have a real impact on border security. I mean, I think that's not in dispute. The questions are whether we should, you know, how we pay for it certainly is a paramount issue in that situation. So we have had money appropriated before. It's interesting that this became an issue for President Trump. And it was embraced more by the left prior to that, and now they've backed off of that. So I think there's room there where we can get some agreement again, because in the past, many of the Democrats have said that they would support a wall. And so we need to get the funding one way or another. I'm not sure where the president's going with trying to get Mexico to pay for it. They do have some obligation, I think, to help us with border security, and they say they are. So maybe we try to get them to at least participate in some way with that. But there's a lot of money being spent at the border now, and there's certainly a lot of money being spent in the United States as people come over into our country.
President Trump has said that Mexico would pay for it. That was a campaign talking point. Do you feel like that needs to happen, or no, the United States can pick up the tab?
I think we need to get it done. So if we have to pay for it, I think we find the money to pay for it. We could see some savings in other things in this country that we're paying for now as more people just come over. Then we end up being responsible for a lot of the social needs they have.
You like to emphasize that you're fiscally conservative. If you were elected, how would you stick to that given the $1.3 trillion spending bill that a Republican Congress passed and President Trump signed?
Yeah. Well, the one thing I would have done is not vote for that, and I would have argued against it, so that would have been a vote against it. But we need to – one of the things we're failing to do now is looking at cuts. We're talking about how much more we're spending on different things, but one thing we need to do is go back and cut money across the board in many, many areas. So we need to refocus, I think, and look at what we can cut in the United States.
Are there any particular big budget items that you think could be cut?
Well, I mean, there's lots. We spend a lot of money across the ocean in a lot of different countries that are not necessarily allies of ours that we should be looking at. A lot of programs in the United States. I mean, we all know the things that we hear regularly on the news where we're spending millions of dollars to look at a butterfly or something like that. I mean, those kinds of programs we've got to take a hard look at for sure. There's a lot of daily spending. I mean, we see the abuses of secretaries in the cabinet now that are spending money on things like $31,000 on a dining room suit and travel and things like that. And this has gone on well before the Trump administration. So those kinds of things are abuses. In my office, for example, I save about $500,000 in a 4-year term in the state Senate because I don't do a lot of the extras that other senators do. So there's a lot of room for savings, even in their own congressional offices.
And we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask, you're one of 8 Republicans on the ballot this primary. What makes you the best choice?
Well, I know the area better than anybody else. I understand government better than anybody else. I'm somebody that's tested and proven. A lot of people can say, look, send me to Washington. This is what I'll do for you. I've been in Harrisburg for 12 years. Everybody talks about being a conservative. I have the highest conservative rating by the national organizations of anybody in the Senate. I have a voting record. I'm a tested, known product. So if they send me to Washington, they'll know exactly what they're getting, not somebody that they'll pick and hope that they'll do the right thing.
John Eichelberger, Republican candidate for the U.S. House, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
John Eichelberger is a Republican candidate in the 13th Congressional District in Pennsylvania. WPSU invited all candidates in competitive races for U.S. House seats in the 12th, 13th, and 15th Congressional Districts for interviews. To listen to interviews and find out more about the races, go to wpsu.org/vote18.